Thank you and good afternoon on this Boxing Day. Residents across the county awoke to a heavy frost this morning as the mercury dipped below freezing overnight and left its brilliant, sparkling mark. The cold snap meant that emergency shelters were open to those who have no place to sleep at night, and that may be a theme this week as the Weather Service has forecasted clear and cold overnight weather. The cold temperatures and the white frost certainly matched Christmas, and when it comes to disposing of a Christmas tree at the end of the season, residents have several options. Trees can be dropped off at the Mad River Compost Facility, at Eel River Disposal, and the Redway Transfer Station for Southern Humboldt residents. You can also call Recology and have them pick up your tree for a $5 fee on January 7th and again on the 14th. Eureka police are searching for two suspects who robbed the Umpqua Bank on E Street in Eureka on Friday afternoon at about 4:30. One of the suspects wore a black mask across his face and was carrying a firearm, and one was wearing a black sweatshirt. Both are described as adult white males. They fled the scene on foot and have not been located. Two men, described only as Hispanic, robbed an elderly woman in Salmon Creek last week in a home invasion robbery. Deputies contacted the 69-year-old victim at her residence on Pine Drive, and she said she was awakened by the noise of the two men while they broke into her home. The victim said the suspects covered her head and then tied her hands and demanded money, but she had no cash on hand. The suspects then ransacked the residence, taking her cell phone, social security card, and passport, and fled the scene. The victim said the two suspects were unknown to her, and deputies searched the area but failed to locate anyone. The investigation is underway. It's unknown if the suspects were armed during the robbery. The sheriff's office has identified the inmate who died in the county jail facility on the 13th as 44-year-old Robert Smith. A cause of death is pending the results of toxicology tests. Jail staff noticed that Smith began suffering from a medical emergency at about 5:15 that Tuesday afternoon, and an ambulance crew was summoned. Despite first aid, both on scene and at the hospital, he later died. So far, the coroner's had no luck in locating a next of kin for Smith, and it's believed he had family in the Seattle area. Anyone with information about Smith or his family is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Now we have our community news and Christmas. Instead of a regular old boring hour community segment about trees or fish or drought conditions, we take some time on this Boxing Day to talk about the Christmas holiday. And considering it's the 26th, there's no better way to start than with Boxing Day. Boxing Day, also known as St. Stephen's Day, in the United States normally means the rush to return gifts at local stores, but it has its roots in the United Kingdom. Boxing Day in England or Scotland or Canada or Wales is the day after Christmas and the first day of the Christmas tide, when the master of the house would present gifts to the servants in the form of a Christmas box. The gifts in the boxes varied widely, but the day itself was a gift because it was a day off for the servant class after they were on duty during Christmas Day. It allowed servants and staff to enjoy the holiday with their families, and the tradition stretches back to the 1660s. One thing is certain, however, wherever and however it is recognized, it's a big day for business.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we head into the final week of 2016, we'll take a look back at the top stories of the year, but we'll also take a look ahead at new laws that will go into effect when the clock ticks over to 2017. California Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Cy May provided the details about a new cell phone law that goes into effect next year, one that will cost a driver if they actually handle their phones while driving.
So when the original cell phone law was created, it was before some of these apps and some of these abilities that the smartphones have as far as GPS and stuff like that. And so people were still technically within the law, using their phone, holding it in their hand, manipulating it. Now the new law that's coming effective as the first of the year, you can no longer hold your phone in your hand and manipulate it.
Traffic studies have shown that a driver who actively texts while driving takes their eyes off the road for 5 seconds. Meanwhile, the vehicle has traveled the length of a football field. So there's no more holding that phone and talking or checking GPS. It must be mounted.
You need to put it on your dash and buy a little mounting bracket that usually hooks to your vents. And you can tap to answer the phone or swipe depending on what your phone does. And that's all you're allowed to do. Other than that, you got to pull over, do that sort of thing, and dial your number.
Drivers can still use hands-free devices such as a Bluetooth, but it's no longer permissible to have that cell phone in your hand. And that's the news on this Boxing Day afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.